What is a core high school memory you have?
Being part of the pack and doing a bunch of musicals and plays.
Good answer. Laura, what is a core high school memory that you have?
Well, I might not have that many considering how long it's taking me to come up with one. It's probably, yeah.
That's good. Okay. Ryan, what's a high school core memory that you have?
Like freshman social. It's pretty fun.
Gigi, what's a high school memory, a core high school memory that you have?
I'm going to go with when my team won MCAL sophomore year.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. Okay. Back to you now.
One of my core memories has to be going to my first golf practice and meeting in the Halakha.
Okay. Do I want to ask Mr. O? Should I ask Mr. O?
No.
Okay. Actually, he's going to be like, oh, why are you asking me a question? What's a memory that you have as a kid playing games online?
Okay, so I used to play Pixie Hollow, RIP, it doesn't exist anymore. But I played it when like I couldn't read. And so it was always fun when my aunt would come and she would play with my sister and I, and she would like read the quests for us, and it was really fun.
Oh, that's so cute. Leah, can I ask you a question? What's a memory that you have as a kid playing games online?
Like Wizard 101? I remember being like the only person who was like of the balance magic house, and everyone else was like, I don't know, like death or something. And I felt really special and very unique and very cool. And I still am. And everyone like who is balance is really cool. And like they've grown up to be really cool people. And everyone who wasn't is just kind of like normal and like basic.
Okay. Madison, what's a memory that you have as a kid playing games online?
I remember playing Webkinz and like decorating and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What's a memorable high school moment that you have?
Wait, me or with you guys? Awards night.
Core high school memory.
I want the morning question.
Oh my god, that's so hard. Of all of high school.
Like a core high school memory.
That's insane.
Like, yeah, what?
I can do one. Actually, no, I can't.
Ask. I don't know.
I can come back to you. Okay. Sophia, core high school memory.
Oh dear. Having a seizure.
He says so quiet. High school core memory.
Go, go, go. Never being able to pass a math test.
High school core memory. Okay. Becca.
Yeah.
I already asked Becca yesterday. Okay, wait, what do you want your high school core memory to be?
To be? Seeing Manny in a prom dress.
Aww. Wait, really? Oh, like, sure, okay. Well, I don't think it's going to happen, but... Well, you know, considering our administration, I'd probably get dress coded. They'd be like, sorry.
Wait, that's so true.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, so that's not going to happen. Do you have an answer yet? Okay, I'll wait. Okay.
I'm chewing. Wait, no, I have so many. Okay. I'm going to say my trip to Croatia with Trevor Smith and Lynn Maloney. That was and Tom and Dustin. That was definitely totally changed my life, like actually. Or the first time I met Mr. Joseph.
Okay.
He's not even here, actually. Ella's kind of inspired me for like Croatia also, but... I'm going to go with, there were some fun fashion show memories, or maybe like one of the MC Lives, actually, probably. Yeah.
That's it. I forgot the wording of it, but it's like a memory as a kid when playing online games.
What the hell?
Yeah,
okay, wait. Oh, I used to play this game on this website. I think it was called GGG. It was like Girls Go Games. And one of them was a... Shut up. One of them was a hairdresser game. And I loved it. And I was so good at doing it.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was a really good game. That's my answer.
Okay. Your? Your answer?
You know, probably like multiplication.com or like competing in mathletics.
Are you being sarcastic? No, she's being real.
It's okay.
Three words to describe your high school career.
Come back to me.
Really? Wait, Chloe. Three words to describe your high school career or experience.
Oh, wait. Can you pause it so I have more time to think?
No, you're on the fly.
Come back to
you.
Come back to me.
Three words. Okay.
Maybe like overwhelming, like thrilling, and fun.
That was such a weird thing to say fun, but okay. Three words to describe your high school experience.
Okay, fast. Friendship.
That's not an adjective.
And good.
Okay. Okay.
Quick, synonym, exciting, and spirited.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready, Becca?
Yeah. Stressful, rewarding, and fun.
Three words to describe high school.
Yes.
You'll have to come back to me.
Okay, I lost other people. Wait, they're in a photo. Wait, actually, three words to describe your high school experience.
Traumatizing, exhausting, and physical. Fun, traumatizing, and hard.
Crazy shit show.
That's just one word.
Show, because he's in Mr. O. Hard.
Great, that's a great answer. Okay, I don't know what mine three words would be. Oh, definitely High School Musical. That's one word. high expectations. A lot of breakdowns. Yeah. Okay, so we just finished all the taking photo, all the group photos. Class is ending in 4 minutes.
Okay,
not really ready. Not really
last
ready.
4 minutes ever.
Yeah, I'm not
emotionally.
Okay. It hasn't really emotionally hit me yet, but I know that it will, and I'm gonna be sobbing like in my car at the end of school.
Wait till
so.
Class.
But yeah, right? Incredible year. And a lot of pain and a lot of trauma, but also a lot of fun memories and struggling together with our entire class. And, you know, Becca over here with, like 90% on every single test. And then we were struggling, like, oh, what'd you get for this one? And, like, oh, you already finished? But, yeah, for test corrections. But, you know, Becca held us together. She was the glue in our unstableness all the time. She was always reliable. And, yeah, she is a moment of calc.
Manny, from the bottom of my heart, no, Manny, don't laugh. You are one of my favorite students I've ever had of all time. All of you are. You're my birthday buddy. You're my kindred spirit. And never change. I love it. You know what I love most about you? Is that you go your own way in life, and people either go along for the ride or you don't care. And never change. Be that person forever, okay?
Thank you, Miss Carr. Three words to describe your high school experience.
Stressful, Manny Rodriguez, and that's all one word, by the way. And school.
Two words.
That was three.
What? You said Manny Rodriguez?
Stressful, Manny Rodriguez, and school.
Okay. Jordan, three words to describe your high school experience.
Glad it's over.
that was like really thought out. And Helica, three words to describe your high school experience.
Oh dear God. No, I'm just like okay. I don't know, Manny.
Three words to describe your high school experience.
Like any word? Yeah. Okay. Fun. Growth. And talking.
Okay. You want to?
Stress, cringe. Well, I'm going to do a positive one for my last one. And effervescent.
Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me, this is a hijack.
Okay.
Manny Rodriguez.
Yeah.
So, you like... So you like math and science, right?
Yeah.
So if you were an element on the periodic table, what would you be and why?
Lithium.
You like elements.
I don't like elements. Yeah. Like
Manny likes elements.
Maybe lithium.
Why is that?
Because it's the only one I can think of on top of my head.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for the hijack. Okay.
Hello?
Three words to describe your high school experience.
Let's think. I was psychotic for a little bit. Really struggled. Crying and happiness. My best friends.
Wait, what is the question?
Three words to describe your high school experience.
Oh, God.
Fake.
Fake snake.
Depressed. Junior year. And... What? No, I said depressed junior year. I'm better now, just in case. I don't know, and laughing sometimes.
Okay. Traumatic, memorable, and iconic. Like, iconic.
Yeah. Oh, Sophia, three words to describe your high school experience.
Fun, terrible, and I don't know, exotic.
Three words to describe your high school experience.
Manny, your questions are so unseemingly difficult for no reason in any way, shape, or form. Let me leave.
Okay. Three words to describe your high school experience.
High school experience, stressful, sleep deprived is one word, and then probably blah.
Do you have any last words for the podcast?
Farewell.
That's it? Literally nothing else but just that one word. Literally, Miss Carr gave me a whole, everything is sentimental and all you say is farewell. Thanks for that. That was so great ending. Yay! Okay, end of school vlog. First of all, most pressing matter. Basically, Carr died. Had to get help from Mr. O. And Charlotte and stuff. And, you know, not awesome way to end of school, but, you know, it was an excursion. Definitely something to remember the last day of high school with. But after getting home safely, always fearing that I would literally the car would break down, but, you know, I got home after that. Overall, really good day. English class, you know, I should have cheered. Also, saying goodbye, not really goodbye, saying temporarily goodbye is, you know, hard. And yeah, awesome classes. Had a little High School Musical 2 moment at the end of school. Really fun. What else happened? Oh, yeah, all the photos with, like, teachers and stuff. That was really awesome and cute with Miss Carr. I'm currently just processing that Carr died, and I'm just home now safely, which is, like, a lot to ask for, you know? Just from realizing that and how I'm really going to go through literally, like, so many more emotions today during prom and... not really ready for that because after this whole thing, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that, even if it might not be what I want it to be. I will most definitely bring me my bubbles, possibly some cards with me, so it's to make it memorable. Well, it already will be because friends and stuff, and hopefully, yeah, things will work out well. So yeah, that's it. We are still doing this and practicing stuff, and it's so boring, like literally. We're not even halfway through, and we've been doing this for 20 minutes, and I just want to sleep, and I've been occasionally taking naps, and I honestly don't know how I'm going to get through graduation next week, and having to, like, listen to, like, everyone's full name get through it, but I don't know. Are you getting through the boredom of this graduation practice?
I am just excited for it to be over and thinking about what I'm going to write in people's yearbooks.
Aw, that's nice.
Worst thing ever.
I'm really tired and bored, and I'm going to go eat food right now because I'm starving. Yeah, that's it.
Have fun waiting.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel my heart as though this is just unnecessary. I know how to shake someone's hand. I know how to walk, but, I mean, if they want to keep us here for another 3 hours, then be my guest. Be my guest.
This is ASMR with Emily McMillan. All over your hand. What other ASMRs can I do?
I don't know.
I feel like that one would be really good. I have to go pee.
Literally, this thing is making me want to kill myself. Like, I don't know. I just want to go to sleep forever.
Yeah. Everyone said the same thing. How no one wants to be here. And literally, everyone's like, yeah. Great waste of time.
I'm so bored.
Great.
Unbelievably bored. I feel like I'm going to die because I'm so bored.
Somehow, MC invented a really innovative way of torturing children.
I didn't think it could get worse now that it's over, but it did.
I know. I thought I was done. I thought I was going to be okay, but no.
How are you currently feeling, or anything to say to that podcast?
About what? Right now, he has a podcast.
Oh.
Right now, I'm playing chess with Ben Schiff, and it has been like 5 hours, and I slept for like not that much, but doing great. Yeah, just out here doing things. Thank you, Manny.
Manny, what are we talking about? All right, so graduation is pretty fun so far. No, it's miserable. I'm joking. Kill me. Yeah. Manny, I have a question for you. What is your favorite color of rabbit?
Of rabbit? White. That's, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hi, Manny and other people who are listening. I just have a quick question for you. What was your favorite high school memory?
Probably have my first mental breakdown in the pack, so yeah. Anything to say to the podcast?
I would like to say thank you to everyone for listening, because Manny put so much effort into it, and he has a lot of great things to say. And I would also like to thank Manny for giving me food constantly and 24/7. Also serving the sass 24/7.
Yeah. Same thing, pretty much. It's been a roller coaster of 4 years. Super glad it's over. I'm glad I'm moving away from this place. Religious trauma is real. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Manny did a great job, and he is superior to everyone at Marin Catholic, and he's graduating on June 5th, so you should go, even if you're not listening to this podcast. What?
Also, Sophia's graduating too. She's going to get a little awards. It's celebrated. Hi.
If you could eat any food in the world right now, what would you eat?
Vegetarian lasagna.
That's seriously the worst answer I've ever heard in my life.
Vegetarian lasagna is so good. Okay, are you vegetarian? No, you're not vegetarian. Yeah, I'm not vegan. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, tell me, do you miss running?
Do I enjoy the suffering that it brought upon? No. Did I enjoy the...
No.
Yeah. I do miss the companionship of struggling together.
Who's your favorite locker buddy?
You, obviously.
Yeah. And no. And who? Wait. Okay. Yeah. Thank. Can you think of a question? Who made you your favorite kazoo?
You.
Exactly.
Who's your favorite McMillan?
I can't say that. I haven't met all of them, so that's true. So yeah.
1, 2. Oh my gosh! It worked. Okay. Crazy. Left this in the laundry. I think it was washed, and it still works. So buy the tiny mic on Amazon. It really goes through practically anything, and it still works. That's a little promo. Okay, so this is probably gonna be one of the longest episodes ever because end of high school, obviously. Lot of highs, also highs, but then also like sad highs, you know, because end of stuff. Prom was pretty great. Had a pretty good time. Last 2 days of school, really. Only ones I really cared about for teachers was Mr. O. Really awesome, and that it was everything I could have wanted and more. And then for lit was really good too. I really enjoyed that. That class's goodbye, and also for psych. That was really fun. Not fun. That was really, like,
I guess, like, heartwarming after school when Miss Carr gave me my, like, life chart stuff. And turns out I'm going to basically become a famous comic book author and live a happy life. And for Theo, just really just, like, anticipating the end and kind of splitting up time. Yeah, awesome end of school. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Oh, yeah, I've already said it, but my car broke down that day. But, you know, memory. And then prom was good. And then senior sunrise, basically woke up at 5 in the morning, got lost. Took me over an hour just to get to freaking the headlands. Missed the whole sunrise, which wasn't a total loss, but still. Community day was really, I mean, it was good in the beginning, but then super dragged out in the afternoon. Kind of sad that no one really saw my yearbook, but hopefully something happens and we can actually, like, sign yearbooks, because that'd be really sad if it's just another empty yearbook like last year's. If not, I mean, it's okay. What else haven't we lost this year? Those are the highs. Yeah, it was really sad saying, like, goodbye to everyone. I mean, for this week. What am I looking forward to? Probably, I don't know, just having a week to myself, literally without, like, with minimal stress and stuff. And also graduation. If this isn't the last episode, if this is the last episode, goodbye. But if not, I really hope that I can bring me and my little Mike to, like, the bus to graduation, which is convoluted. Why would we need to go in a bus? But it's okay. I'll bring it then. Maybe have some moments. What else was good? I feel as if it was it. A lot of stuff happened in the last, like, 3 days. I mean, good stuff, but just a lot. What am I dreading? I don't know. Yeah, I know what I'm dreading. It's like saying goodbye to, like, teachers after, like, graduation, and it's like, wow, I probably won't see you. Like, literally never. Or, like, I won't see you that often. Like, Mr. O, like, saying, like, oh yeah, like, when, like, people, like, walk down for graduation and, like, he, like, makes eye contact, it's just like tears just flow, just flood. And I'm not looking forward to just, like, bawling my eyes out, just realizing that, like, this is the last time I'd probably be, like, in contact with, like, Mr. O on a daily basis for a pretty long time. Yeah, but, you know, it's end of high school, things pass, people grow, and yeah, this has been a wild journey from the start of this podcast to the end. Might be the end. And I appreciate you listening, and there are a lot of awkward moments that happen with this mic, but just made high school a little bit more memorable, especially the last, like, 4 months. And yeah, thanks for listening. I will hopefully keep in touch and maybe go with this further in college, but I don't know. Might just be me, like, rambling. If I need more structure in my life, but this might be it. But I don't know. Okay, I'm rambling now. Okay, bye.